Hey, Radio Laurie, how are we all doing today? This is, I'm Lucas Galukas, and this is Spectrum Music. Let's just double check we're speaking here and people can hear me. Sorry, one second. Testing that? Oh, perfect, yes. I did not just speak to no one. Anyway, we play indie rock and indie whatever else every Wednesday night from 6 till 7. We have a theme usually every week, whether it's just new stuff or some genre or something even a bit more creative than that. So this week it's post-rock in honor of Mark Hollis of Talk Talk recently passing away. If you don't know what post-rock is, it's a music genre that uses elements of rock music such as instrumentation, and mostly instrumentation, to create something beyond and different than rock, taking a lot of emphasis from classical music to a degree. You get a lot of droniness, and it's a lot darker. You'll see what I mean as we go on through this show. And another thing to note about these tracks today is they are a tad longer than usual. I was trying to find some of the shortest ones, clocking it at around 7 minutes average. So we don't have a lot of tracks today, but it still does take up a fair amount of time, so... we'll see how this goes, and maybe I'll do some other weeks that have genres with longer songs, like prog rock or ambient, especially ambient. That's something I've always wanted to do. Anyway, we'll be starting off with a classic here, Godspeed You Black Emperor. Track off their album last year, Luciferin Towers. The track is Undoing Luciferin Towers. Great track, like just more what you'd expect from the group. Great introduction to the genre, so that's why we're starting off with that there. And then we have a similar project with Silver Mount Zion with 13 Angels Standing Guard Round the Bedside. Similar sort of idea again to there. You'll get the basic emphasis of what post-rock is trying to accomplish, although there it's a lot more than that, and you'll see that later. But yeah, enjoy these first two tracks. And there's your first first taste of post rock there tonight, folks. If you're just tuning in, you haven't missed too much yet. I'm Lucas Galukas. This is my show, Spectrum Music, etc. We're playing post rock this week, and you can actually catch any of the songs you missed beforehand, and anything else later if you have to tune out early. On the Radio Laurie website, all the shows are uploaded there, so make sure to check that out. Anyway, we're going to move on to a bit of news this week. As mentioned earlier, the show is partially a tribute to Mark Hollis of Talk Talk, as he recently passed away at age 69. But also, we have the unfortunate passing away of the frontman of The Prodigy, Keith Flint. Big breakbeat band from the 90s. You've heard him before. You know what's up. He unfortunately passed away the other day at the age of 49. Absolutely tragic. Fat of the Land is just an album full of just classic 90s breakbeat right there. So important. Anyway, De La Soul got their music delayed from coming to Spotify amidst the controversy. They recently came out and said, hey, we're making almost nothing from our record label from this going up, like literally pennies. This is not okay. And yeah, now it's delayed right now. That's awesome. go them. We got a bunch of new tours coming up. Beach House, Whitney, and Smashing Pumpkins. Whitney, who actually revealed that they've got new music coming out later this year. Took them long enough. Super excited for that. And yeah. We got a little rawer side with the tracks coming up here, starting with some Slint. I've played these guys a couple times before. I love them. But it's always from their album Spiderland, which is, you know, what they're most well-known for, although Tweez is a great album, too. Instead, here, we got an obscure B-side called Glenn. Just wish we got some more music from this group. There's so little out there. After that, we've got the Swans track called Little God in My Hands. So expect something a little rougher here if you know what's up with the Swans. And, yeah, enjoy these next two rawr tracks. Thank you. we're back. How did you guys enjoy that little section there? We got a little rawr there, and we'll keep that theme up with the next track. But first, got any requests for the show? You can hit me up on Instagram at Lucas_Galukas. That's Lucas with a C, underscore, G-U-Lucas. Anyway, one quick track here. And we mean one quick track, I mean 1 7-minute track. by Tortoise called TNT. This is a classic track of theirs, one of their most well-known. Yeah, I mean, just listen. This one's kind of got a even a post-punky vibe to it, too. It's very... Tortoise's take on post-rock is very unique. So enjoy this. And then we got a bit more news later in our last two tracks. So have a good one, guys. And there we go. That was that there. We're close to wrapping up now. But first, we got a bit more news here. Record Store Day lineup has been announced. Some cool album releases. My personal favorite amongst the bunch is Death Grip Steroids EP or single, whatever you want to call it, is being sold as a record now. That's pretty cool. Originally that was an online exclusive, I guess. So, hey, whatever. That's sick. We got the Michael Jackson documentary, being, under hell from the estate. This is the one that, outs him as a pedophile, all that stuff. You know how it goes. We'll see how this ends up. I'm sure there'll be a court case of some sort. We got two last tracks here. We got Starful by Sigur Rós, a classic post-rock group, still around today. They actually did the score for a Black Mirror episode, Hang the DJ, last year, which was awesome. Great episode, great track. And then we have, of course, Talk Talk. I mean, this whole show has been a tribute because of Mark Hollis's death. So I'm playing my favorite track off Laughingstock, Runei. This is my favorite. It's up there for sure. It's just phenomenal album all around. So yeah, just enjoy these last two softer tracks here. And that's all for today, Radio LRA. Have a good one. This is Lucas Galukas of Spectrum Music, signing off.